Shabbat Shalom. This morning, I come to you from underneath my tallit, and it's been a hard couple of weeks dealing with death and death in the family, but it's been a realization of also of the life that we look forward to. And I come to you this morning not with any kind of script or anything that I've typed out to read, but just, I don't know, I wanted to share from my heart this morning because it's, I feel like I just need to give out to someone. And you know, as I was reading this morning, I opened up to Numbers 15, where it talks about the tzitzit of the garment, and how we are to wear the tzitzit as a constant reminder of His word, also of His authority, and also of His name. And the tzitzit, I was just doing some, I had forgotten, and I have to go back often to remind myself, okay, what exactly is the tzitzit? It's a, comes from the Hebrew word, the root word for a blossom, a flower blossom. And it's something that is, exudes, is a better word, from a branch, and it's something that glistens, something that when the light hits it, it glistens in the sun, kind of like if you, it can be compared to wheat field, or a barley field, or a field full of flower blossoms, that when the sun hits it, just right, it glistens. And not that we go by rabbinic tradition, but the ancient rabbinic ways are that you don't ever wear your tallit at night because there's not enough light to shine upon the tassels or the fringes of the garment. And though we don't go by the traditions, it is good to go over these things because I believe that they are rooted in originally in good intentions. But I'm reminded that our tzitzit that we wear, even the blue, it reminds us of the blue sky and how the blue is a canopy over us, just like Yahuwah is our canopy. He is our tallit over us. And that brings me comfort this morning. And I pray it brings you comfort that the blue in the tzitzit is to be worn is to remind us that He is over us. And it talks about on 104, Psalm 104, that He stretches out light as a garment, and he is clothed with light as a garment, and He stretches it out like a curtain. In the Septuagint, that curtain really, it means skin. So it's the outer covering of the inner workings. It's just like our body. The earth is like our body. And you know, yesterday was Earth Day, and 170 nations signed the climate bill, supposedly. And you know, we were watching Sky Watch News last night, and it was talking about how the Earth is, the people of the Earth are going back to the worship of the Earth, to the extreme paganism of the worship of Father's creation versus worship of the Creator. And I'm always fascinated with Malachi 4, especially chapter 2. It talks about the Sun of Righteousness, meaning the S-U-N, or even the S-O-N. It can mean both, because the word is Shemesh or Shamash in Hebrew, and it simply means a servant of righteousness. And Father's creation, the Son, was created. Son, meaning S-U-N, was brought forth to give us light and to be a servant to the inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, if the Son is a servant, we do not obviously bow down to the heavenlies, to the moon or the sun, for the same reason that the Apostle John was told, hey, get up, don't bow down to me, I'm your brother. Remember in Revelation, he talked about, hey, I'm just a servant just like you are, you don't bow down to me. And so we don't bow down to any other servant. And that's a whole teaching in itself. But I want to go back to, I'm fascinated with Deuteronomy, especially the beginning chapters, even chapter 4, verse 4. But you who are clinging to Yahuwah, your Elohim, are alive today, every one of you. And as I was praying, I was just crying out for Father's life to come back into the earth. Not that it's not, not that he has left, or that his life has left, because we would all be dead and there would be nothing alive. But he is still holding everything together by the word, or as Josh Peck and the scientists, physicists, they call it the gluon, that what they don't really understand is that's the word of Messiah. The word is holding everything together. But in talking about you are alive today, Moses is telling the children of Israel before they enter into the land, that you are alive today because you have clung to life. You see, everything flows, as I was written, everything flows back to Father. He is the source, and everything flows actually back to the headwaters of life. If you remember in Ezekiel, how the waters that bring healing stream forth from his throne. He is the one who has always existed, and life begins with him. And that is what I want to leave with you today. And even in Numbers 15, verse 41, I am Yahuwah your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to be your Elohim. I am Yahuwah your Elohim. And what he's trying to say is, so many times you're like, why does he keep telling us, and he keeps reminding us throughout the Tanakh, that he is the one who delivered us out of Egypt? Because everything he says should be, and everything that he commands, is a reminder that he is the source of all salvation, that we would not be free today without his salvation. So as everything flows from him, everything diverts back to him, everything flows back to the source, and he is the headwaters of life itself. And that's, again, that's what I want to just leave with you, because these are just some thoughts on my heart this morning, and things I've been praying about, and just remembering that everything points back to restoration, the restoration to come, the final restoration. And what that really begins with is being reconciled back to Father through the Son, Messiah Yahushua, being reconciled then with our relationships on the earth. And only until we are reconciled can there be a resurrection. And only after there is a resurrection, then can come the restoration of all things. So, reconciliation, resurrection, and restoration. And I encourage you today to make proclamations, Psalm 96 through 99, and so many others, but those particular chapters, to declare, proclaim the coming of our beloved Messiah Yahushua, that he would come and take back what belongs to him, what rightfully belongs to him, and to destroy those that destroy the earth, because the earth is being destroyed right before our very eyes. You can even look around the internet. You can see one species of deer, or one species of bird, or one species of fish that are dying out by the hundreds and thousands. That's not common. That's not natural. They are targeting specific species. The earth is boiling. Volcanoes, there are earthquakes. Not just tremors. I'm talking about sometimes even in one day, 40-something earthquakes. Over 4 on the Richter scale. So I'm talking about that this planet is falling apart along with the darkness. And I'm constantly reminded of the darkness just by even going to the grocery store, and you could see the people are empty and they're cold. Which shouldn't be something that we should obviously run from, though, because these people need to see the light within us. And sometimes it's just easier to go home and bury yourself in your prayer closet. But he is doing a work of preparation, just like the Last Supper and that evening that he was betrayed, Messiah. He is telling us to go out, sell what we have, buy a sword, prepare for war, prepare for the things that are coming, stay alert. Gideon's 300. Keep open your eyes while you're drinking. Watch, keep your eye on the enemy. Keep watch and pray, Messiah said, even in the garden to his disciples. So we're entering in times that are unknown. And it is the times of unknown that really bring out who our trust is in and who we trust in. And which is a good thing, because we kind of need to know where our trust lies. And so this is my encouragement, really not from me, but from the Spirit this morning, because I want to remind you that everything goes back to him. All life flows back to him, to the source. And even when we die, even when my dad passed away with a smile on his face, that his spirit returned back to the one who gave it. And so this is our destiny. This is what we have to look forward to, that those of us who are in Messiah, dead or alive, it doesn't matter, that we will go back home to where we were originally created. And for those that are alive now, we need to live as though we are already home with him, because he is the giver of life. And, oh, people need to see the life that is within us and the light that is within us. So go forth today in his life and his light, and remember that everything he says, every commandment, every instruction, it is to remind us that he is the source of all salvation. He is the source of all deliverance. That's why he reminds us that he is our Elohim who delivered us out of Egypt, who brought us out because he chose us to be specific people, a chosen people. And if you are singled out and you feel like you just don't fit in anywhere because of your confession and proclamation of belief, then take joy, because neither did Messiah. So, blessings to each of you. Thank you all for the ones that have given to the work of this ministry. And we love each of you, and we send you forth out in his name and remind you that the King is coming. Be prepared. Shalom.